compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Thank you for listening. Let's get started with a bang. The phone number to call to be on the air is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Would love to talk to you. We have lines open right now, which is kind of unusual. Normally, we don't have lines this available this early in the show, but we do. 888-914-9149. Okay, so I have to get this out of my system, because we talked about it last week and maybe a little bit the week before, and that is UFOs. I'm not a UFO guy. I'm not a UFOologist. I don't own any tinfoil hats. But it's interesting, and I've been thinking about this in the last week or so. There's been a spate of stories that has come to the mainstream news level about UFO sightings, and long lists and archives of video, for example, that are being declassified, I guess, by the U.S. Navy, by the Pentagon, and more now. This is a topic that is, it's in the news almost on a daily basis, and it happened again over the weekend. So I feel as though maybe just to keep tabs on this story, I'd update you with this one. This is a news story about U.S. submarines, Navy submarines, detecting. Okay, now, Cyrus, you know I don't have any tinfoil hats. You know that, right? You know me.
I have all the tinfoil hats.
Well, you know I don't have any, right? But this is just noteworthy to me, and I think, you know, if there's anything to it, it's going to be noteworthy to all of us, and that is the U.S. Navy has admitted that it has detected unexplainable mysterious objects moving at hundreds of knots under the water. That's the key to this story.
Under the water?
Yeah. I don't think there's any craft that we have that can go hundreds of knots on the surface of the water where there's less drag, but below water where there's an immensely greater amount of drag, they have sightings. These are sonar sightings showing mysterious. I'm quoting here from the article from the Express. It's a UK paper. The U.S. Navy has picked up sonar data. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me slow it down. Sonar data showing mysterious fast-moving objects underwater that cannot be explained by our current technology. And among the details is that some of these sonar tracking data things show these craft moving at hundreds of knots per hour below the surface, which is, by as far as I'm aware anyway, given our technological prowess, we're nowhere near able to propel a craft underwater that fast. I have a son who was in the U.S. Navy for 10 years. He was a reactor operator on a nuclear submarine. And there was a lot he couldn't tell me, understandably, but he could tell me some of the basic details of propulsion of submarines below the surface and how fast they can travel. And submarines are made to move quickly when necessary. And from everything I heard from him, there's nothing even approaching being able to travel that fast under the water. So I offer you this, Cyrus, and for everybody else, I offer it for this reason. I am wondering now, why is this story all of a sudden getting big in the mainstream media? Why all of a sudden are we seeing this story coming up every few days, every week, that kind of thing? We had some, I don't think we played the audio, but I reported to you about last week about how President Obama, he in an interview was talking about this, the former commander-in-chief, he would have had access to whatever the details that we have. And he himself said, yeah, there are these things, we don't know what they are. And obviously, if it's from this planet, then it would mean that some other country has got superior vehicles that can do things that ours can't do, or at least we're being told that ours can't do that. I don't know. It's all, you know, cloak and dagger. It's hard to know exactly what's going on. And maybe if it's something from another planet, I know I should know what this is, but I'm going to take a guess, Cyrus. Stranger Things?
No, man.
What is this?
Come on, man. It's the X-Files.
Okay, Mulder, that was my next guest. I had to stop and think. Okay, yeah, that was my next guest. You know I was reading the Bible when you were watching this, all those episodes. That's actually not a bad song. Okay, so tell me what you think of this theory, Cyrus. Is it possible that this story keeps surfacing in the media out of the blue, it seems? I mean, there's always been the kind of background chatter about UFOs and Area 51, and we've been hearing that for a long, long time. But it seems like all of a sudden now it's hitting in the mainstream media on a regular basis. And so I'm asking myself, why is that? And is it possible that it's a distraction or intended to become a distraction to distract from something else? I don't know. And I have nothing to base it on other than just a hunch. What do you think, Cyrus? You think it could be that?
I thought it was the exact opposite. This big news dropped in the middle of the pandemic, and nobody cared because it was all pandemic. So they're like, hey, this is a great time to release a bunch of information because nobody's paying attention.
And that's interesting.
Sure enough, they released all these UFO files, mm-hmm. and it was on the news for maybe 12 hours, and then it was gone. They're talking about aliens. Why? This should be the only thing the news is talking about.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of went away. And now it seems like it's being sprinkled into the 24-hour news cycle every few weeks.
That right there, I agree with you. And that right there is why I wonder if maybe there is maybe there's an alternative reason why this story all of a sudden is gaining so much traction, because it could be, I mean, maybe it's not, but it could be preparatory to some other thing where maybe conditioning people to be thinking about it and being aware of it. And I don't know. I'm just trying to game it out a few moves ahead to see where this might be going. And maybe it's not going anywhere, but I just thought that was interesting.
I'm curious. What do you think? If these are, so they are UFOs. We don't know what they are. So if they're, would you rather they were alien spacecrafts or interdimensional or, Chinese spy drones?
Yeah, see, none of those options appeal to me, quite honestly. I don't find any merit in any of those options. So I don't know. I mean, if it is something that is from a competitor country, I hate to put it that way, but we're competitors with China, no question, then that's not a good thing, because if they've got that kind of advanced technology, then why don't we? And if we don't have it and they do, what could that mean if there were a conflict? I mean, I think about that. Now, if it were from another world, then, of course, it's a whole different kettle of fish to resurrect an old way of saying something. And in that case, I really don't know what to think, because if it is an advanced race from some other place, and yes, of course, there are people who say it's neither. It's neither the Chinese or Russians, nor is it people or entities from a different planet. It's demonic deception. And I've already said that I don't find that view particularly persuasive. I don't hold that view, although some do. So we have a range of options of what it might be, and none of them appeal to me. I don't like the idea of demons. I don't like the idea of Russians having superior firepower or superior aircraft. And I'm not sure that I like, I'm pretty sure I don't like the idea of beings from another planet showing up on our doorstep, especially at a time like this, Cyrus, when we're not really prepared for it. We're not prepared for a whole bunch of things that we're dealing with right now. And to stack on that another mind-blowing thing that we would have to worry about, it doesn't seem like good timing to me. What do you think?
It feels like everything's accelerating at a little too quickly.
Accelerating faster and faster.
Faster and faster, yep.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hold
on. It's like redundantly repeating yourself over and over again. Oh, boy. Well, we'll find out. So we're just keeping tabs on this story. That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm not predicting anything. I don't really know anything more than what's in the press. But that little spidey sense is quivering, saying to myself, why is this happening? What is going on? Is there something behind all this? And I suppose we'll find out in due time. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. You can be on the air right now, 888-914-9149. Why don't we start off in Austin, Texas, and talk to Gilbert. Good morning, Gilbert. Happy Monday morning.
Good morning, Patrick. I love your show. Big
Thank
fan.
You.
My wife teases me that you're my hero.
Thank you.
But
she sounds like a nice lady.
She is. I love her. But I am a little disappointed in your talk about UFOs, but first off, let me just get into...
Now I'm not your hero anymore? How will I ever bear it?
You're my hero.
Okay.
You're still my hero, Patrick.
Okay.
The reason why they're releasing all this footage of these unknown aerial phenomenon, is what they're going to call it, is because it was part of the COVID-19 release bill last year that was passed.
And is so this is this part about, of the pork yeah, that was put in there where they get all kinds of other things?
Exactly. So right. they gave the Pentagon 6 months, I believe it was 6 months or so, or 9 months, or I don't know how many months, to release everything they knew about. And we're getting to that deadline here next month. I think it's sometime in June. I forgot the exact date, but sometime in June is when they're going to release just about everything they know. So that's why you're seeing a lot more high inputs of of reports and stuff like that. And I wanted to also comment that, you know, I think this might lead to like a heresy within the church, the likes of like Arianism or racism, if you ask me.
Why? Okay. I'd like to come back to that topic in a second. That's fascinating. So first of all, thank you. I didn't realize that this was part of the stimulus bill. I didn't realize they had tucked that in there. That would be a reasonable explanation for why we're seeing so much of it. I can't help but wonder, though, Gilbert, even so, whether or not there might be some reason for doing that now as a way to... I don't know. Again, I'm just... It's pure speculation. I don't know anything as evidenced by your telling me more about it than I already knew. But I would just wonder if it may be an exercise in conditioning people for some bigger story that is known to be coming down the pike, and if people are already conditioned to be thinking, well, these things are out there, that maybe if there's some big news, it won't be that big of a shock, or it won't be as much of a shock.
Well, yeah, they've been doing that since like the 1940s and 50s with those sci-fi. So they've injected that into the populace for generations now. So, I mean, but also, You said last week about how, and I just am trying to explore all the options here about possibly it could be a demonic deception. I'm exploring that, too, that you mentioned that, you know, God wouldn't allow that if it wasn't for God's permissive will. Well,
God wouldn't allow what?
God wouldn't allow these demons to masquerade as, you know, beings and abduct people and all that kind of stuff, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But God actually gave the power. If you think back to Pope, I think it was Pope Leo XIII, when he had that locution, and then that's what started the prayer of, the prayer to Saint Michael, where.
I'm familiar with that, but that had nothing to what Pope Leo XIII said about it. Had nothing to do with this phenomenon. It had to do with him trying to destroy the church, and being rather successful in doing so. So I see that maybe you can draw a connection in a roundabout way, but there was nothing in what Pope Leo XIII said that I think would support that.
Well, he said in his locution that Satan, it was an exchange between Satan and Jesus, and Satan was like, I need more power, I need more time. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said, okay, you have the power, you have the time. And to masquerade, for demons to masquerade and deceive the world, that would require immense power, you know?
Yeah, but think of it, though, Gilbert. Let me play devil's advocate, because from time immemorial, from the time of Adam and Eve in the garden, the demons have been extremely successful in deceiving people all around the world. I mean, they have it down to a science. So what doesn't ring true for me, and I'm not arguing with you, I'm just telling you why...
This piece of the puzzle
doesn't seem to fit for me. Is because they don't need this. They're experts at deceiving people. They don't need extra power in order to create what appear to be spacecraft or anything. The devil can simulate cheap imitations of real things. I mean, this is a phenomenon that we've known about for, as long as the church has been around, and even before that, how demons will assume forms and try to beguile people how Saint Anthony in the desert, you may remember, I think I spoke about him last week, how in his That's long true. Vigils yeah. and fasts, the demons would appear to him in the form of animals or fires or strange things. So they have that ability anyway. Anyway, so I just don't see the need for UFOs to fit into that category.
Well, how else would you convince a population of people who don't even believe in God and angels and demons to begin with? They believe in science, evolution, and they believe in the ancient aliens theory and all that kind of stuff. So what Someday. Better way? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say a majority of people do, you know, especially in this country, our secularized world. Secularized country, which is becoming a more secularized world, you know, maybe by force here very soon. But it seems like that would be the best way to convince a technologically minded society is to just say it's aliens. And if that's the case, and then we're going to slip into ancient aliens theory, that's going to lead to a heresy in the church.
Okay, so let's talk about that now. Yeah, elaborate on that for me. I have not heard anyone say that before, so... What do you think about that?
Well, I look into the ancient aliens theory, right? And I don't buy into it because I Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that's who I believe in, right? I'm a Catholic, traditional right. Catholic. And so, and I also went through the whole phase of aliens and the possibility. So
right. Okay, but just for the sake of time, I'm fascinated by this. What heresy do you see coming up or splitting
well,
the church?
Because... What some of the beliefs in ancient aliens theory is that Jesus is an alien, that we were seeded by aliens, and that you know, Mary, and then you know, like the whole Immaculate Conception, that was you know just an alien you know implantation of
where did Gilbert
that kind of stuff.
Okay, you faded out for a minute. Okay, so now I understand what you're talking about. It gets a bit more fantastical the more we go. Clearly, you're giving it a lot of thought, Gilbert, and I appreciate that. I don't see that, honestly. I think, well, first of all, the seeding of this planet and or other planets, that's a theory I'm definitely familiar with. In fact, if you Google this, you can see video on YouTube of Richard Dawkins. He's answering questions from Ben Stein, who played the teacher on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know, the guy who said Bueller, that guy. He's actually an economist and an accomplished writer, and he did the movie on the side. But he has a movie called Expelled, came out, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And it's talking about how God has been removed from the classroom, et cetera, et cetera. And he's got this one part where he's actually interviewing Richard Dawkins, and he asks Richard Dawkins, the famous atheist, why do you think there's life on this earth? And he adverts to that theory that, well, maybe it was seeded here by aliens from other planets. He doesn't say that that's how it definitely happened, but he says that. So I'm aware of that as a kind of a subculture idea on the part of many people, but I guess what that would require, Gilbert, tell me what you think, but it would require some sort of big, you know, big appearance, a big reveal party where they show up and they say, hey, we're from Alpha Centauri. But then how would that spark a schism? Would they would then have to say, worship us, or all that stuff you were taught in the Bible is not real? It would have to be something like that. I guess that's what you're saying.
Yeah, like from Eric Von Daniken back in the 60s. Yeah.
One
more quick point I wanted to make, and if it turns out that they are, and it's not like some drones or advanced technology, which of course, University of Florida just announced that they probably going to have a space, probably have craft that can reach speeds up to Mach 17, which is kind of like the same speed as these things are moving, which is the side note, but if it turns out that it's really aliens, we'll just have to wait and see what their demands or suggestions are. And if they align with the Catholic Church, then we'll find out if they're from God.
Yeah, this is like out of a science fiction novel. And I'm not at the point yet, Gilbert, where I can take it seriously. I take you seriously. Don't misunderstand me, okay? I take you seriously, but I don't know if I... I just don't think that theory is plausible, but you know, time will tell, and who knows, maybe you and I will be having a different phone conversation right. 6 months from
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, I love your show. I'll keep praying for you. Thanks for getting me through the pandemic. Man, that was awesome.
You got it.
I love Relevant Radio. We got to defend Relevant Radio.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And tell your wife hello for me. And I'm glad to know that she approves of your listening habits. Thank you, Gilbert. I will be back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show right after this. Please stay right there. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union is a member of the Catholic Credit Unions of America. You can find more information and your local Catholic Credit Union at relevantradio.com/banking.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Let's go!
All right, just FYI, I am not Art Bell. This is not, what was it called, Coast to Coast? It's not a UFO show, but we are talking a little bit about UFOs today. It is a fascinating topic. I mean, let's face it. We only have a few options. Some people say it's demonic deception. It's in the news. Every day, it seems now. It's in the news, the major mainstream media news about unidentified flying objects. The story this morning about the Navy releasing data about craft underwater, unidentified swimming objects, USOs, I guess, going hundreds of knots per hour. I don't think we have any surface craft or anything below the water that can go even 100 knots per hour. And they're saying, you know, several hundred knots per hour, they've clocked these vehicles going underwater. They don't know what they are. And I've been asking the question, why is all of a sudden all this stuff coming out? We had a great caller earlier today, in fact, just a few minutes ago, Gilbert, and he pointed out something that I was unaware of. So thank you for that, Gilbert, that part of the stimulus package that was passed included a little bit of pork in this area, which is a requirement that the military divulge all of their secrets and files and videos, etc., about unidentified flying and now, I guess, swimming objects. So he said that's why we're seeing an uptick of all this. That makes sense. You know, that's a reasonable explanation. But I wonder, you know, why was that even requested? I mean, what's the reason behind that? Is there some impetus? And so I'm just going to toss it out there. This is pure conjecture. I have nothing else to go on other than what I'm seeing every day in the press. And keeping in mind that there seems to me maybe three possible explanations for this. One would, and this is maybe the best of the three, perhaps, that it's a foreign power, China, Russia, what have you, who has perfected this propulsion system to do things that we can't do. And even that's a very terrifying situation. If you have another country that might be looking at the United States as an enemy, as we know some do, I don't want them to have anything better than what we've got. That would be a very bad imbalance. So that's one possibility, that it's just a natural phenomenon based upon human ingenuity. Second possibility would be alien creatures, for lack of a better term, that are able to devise vehicles to do things that are beyond our capabilities. That's another possibility. Third possibility, in a distant third, if you ask me, would be the idea that it's a demonic deception. So I don't know what the fourth option might be, but those three come to mind. And so here's my conjecture. My conjecture is, even though this was part of the stimulus bill, which I didn't know before the show today, but assuming that that's the case, even in that case, why all of a sudden are we seeing a lot of emphasis on this? And what might be behind the request to get this information out there? And I've wondered, is it possible that maybe this is a kind of conditioning to either distract us from something else, or maybe to, because look, we're talking about it. We're talking about it right now. And you're calling in 888-914-9149. Maybe it's that, maybe it's a distraction, or maybe it is to sort of prepare people mentally for some breakthrough or some contact or something. I really don't know. So I'm thinking out loud here with the rest of you. 888-914-9149. Let's go over to Charlie now, listening in Philadelphia. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome.
What yeah, think? I think this whole thing's the art of misdirection, as the magicians used to say.
Yeah.
You show somebody something, and the UFO thing's something you could play around with for years and never get an answer. I mean, and it's taken away from things like the thing with Hunter Biden and Jeffrey Epstein, and where did this virus originate? I mean, they keep playing around with that with Congress, and they now, oh, it's from the bats again. I mean, it came from a lab over there. Now, the question is whether they did it on purpose or not, and I think they did because it's what took Trump out, who was their only enemy holding them back from doing certain things.
So, in other words, so just to make sure I get it, so as for the UFO news that's upticking, your sense is that this is a distraction to keep us from wondering about or pursuing these other stories. Would that be the bottom line for you then? Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure that you were still there. So it's a distraction in your book.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, they're keep going to get people's attention on this now. You know what I mean? And always are UFOs, always are not UFOs and this and that. And there's other pressing issues that should be on the news that you never see on the news. You know what I mean? There's not like an investigation into things. Certain things are kiboshed, especially when it comes to China, because companies like Amazon, McDonald's, and all, they have a billion customers over there. They only have 100 million here or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And that makes sense in terms of if it is a distraction, I could see why it would be. Well, good. Interesting input, Charlie. Thank you for that. 888-914-9149. We're going to go next to Karen in St. Louis. Good morning, Karen. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
air. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh! This is Karen.
Yes.
I don't believe in aliens. And the reason is because there's nothing in the Bible, to my knowledge, it's that God created the earth and the heavens. I mean, wouldn't he have said, and life on other planets? And it just doesn't go with what we believe. And I do.
Let me ask you a question. Let me play devil's advocate, Karen, if I may. Do you believe in nuclear war? I don't mean do you support it. What I mean is, do you believe in the phenomenon of nuclear war? Because that's not mentioned in the Bible. There are a lot of things that are real, but they're not in the Bible.
It could be alluded to in the Bible, about like destruction at the end of the earth, that at the end of time, that there will be fire, and there could be, I mean, it could be that, but I do believe it could be demonic in the sense coming from another country, that they're being sneaky. I do believe it could be that. I don't know. I don't trust the government that much with everything. You know, there's so many lies that have been told all the time, and all of a sudden we're supposed to believe this. I don't know. It's very questionable. I just don't believe it.
What do you think it is then?
I think that.
What are these things?
I think it could be, if they exist, if there is something, I do believe it could be, another country doing things that underhanded.
And that's certainly that's certainly possible. That is certainly
possible.
Yeah,
that's more what I'm thinking because of all the, the things that are going on. The lies have been told by other countries. Just how do we just believe all of a sudden or think, let's think that it's a UFO, And I think, too, it could be a distraction, like that other man said, because there's so many other things going on they don't want us to start thinking about.
Certainly would be an effective distraction. I mean, that would be major ground shaking international news if something like that were to happen. Contact, as the name of the movie suggests. Well, thank you, Karen. I appreciate that perspective. We're taking all comers on the program today. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Richard in Sacramento. Hi, Richard.
Yes. So Patrick, I thought that, in the in current events right now, you have a lot of mystics predicting the conscious of illumination.
Yes.
And so what will happen is, and here's my, I'm just conjecturing too. This event will happen in our lifetime. And so
you mean the illumination of conscience as foretold by some?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. And so what will happen is the children of Satan will need to explain that there is no God. So what they're going to say is, here are UFOs who have taken over our satellites and have projected on our consciousness the image of God. And it's all about UFOs. It's not God.
Yeah, I've had that same thought before, Richard, where I've thought about, you know, given our CGI capabilities and the things that we can now do to simulate reality, where you can't tell, you honestly cannot tell that this is a green screen stage where people are wearing, maybe they're wearing the costume of what they're portraying, and yet everything around them is just a blank screen, and that's being projected on there by computer. And I mean, we have that capability. So to your point, I have wondered before, what if there were some sort of heavenly manifestation, miraculous thing, miracle of the sun, like it what happened at Fatima in 1917, when there was no such technology? Would people be readily persuaded to believe that it was divine in origin, or would they say, oh, that's just CGI graphics? That's just computer wizardry, that kind of thing. And, you know, for that, I'm not really sure. But my hunch would be, my sense is that if it's from God, you'll know it's from God. And you won't be able to think that this is just computer trickery, but you will realize that it's from God.
That's true, but then, you know, they'll need to explain. They'll need to come up with an explanation. Whether we believe it or not, they'll need to come up with some kind of explanation.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to play devil's advocate here, because they're already saying, there are huge numbers of people who are running around now saying there is no God. What you think of as a miracle, or what you think of as whatever, it has a purely scientific explanation. So it's not as though there aren't already people who are working overtime trying to get people to believe that. They already are. So why would it be different in the case of
But when God appears to us, when he appears to us, we will know that it's God.
That's what I'm saying.
We will actually feel it. Right, exactly. So they have to explain it away. Or they have to give an alternative explanation.
Yeah. I agree with you. All I'm saying is they're already doing that. That wouldn't be anything new. It'd be straight out of the playbook, because they're already doing it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
They'll just do more of it.
That's my theory.
Yeah. Fair enough. This is not, you know, the show is not dedicated to theories, but today we're taking a little bit of time to look at this issue. Because let's face it, I mean, it could become a big story in the not too distant future. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll just fizzle out and that'll be the end of it. But if it is building up to something, better that we be thinking about it ahead of time, right?
Correct. And, you know, Satan's very smart. You know, he's like, he plays chess, so he's like 40 moves ahead of us.
That's true. But here's our ace in the hole, Richard. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So God always wins, even if he lets the devil have certain victories along the way. In the end, God, of course, will win. And that's what I have so much hope and encouragement about. Thanks for the call, Richard. I appreciate it. 888-914-9149. I think we've got time for another call before the break. Let's get to Margaret now in Chicago. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So first of all, I love your show. Second of all, I think your wife must be a saint, okay? But I'll just leave it at that.
I assure you of that. She is a saint, yes. And I love her very much for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's obvious. So thank you to both of you. But my thought is this. One of the ways to manipulate people or to control people is through fear. And fear of global warming, fear of COVID-19 and fear of the vaccination, immunization, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And this is another fear, a way to control people. And I think as Catholics, our best defense against fear is always to keep the path, keep our eyes focused on the goal, which is out of this life and into the next life. Stay focused with the rosary and the mass and confession and our sacraments and all the tools that we've really been given, and let the rest of it fall to the side as it will. And one of the things too, you know, when it always concerns me, it always pricks my ears when I hear a certain past president has been involved in it. And that past president was a community organizer.
Is that the name that must not be uttered? The name that cannot be spoken?
Exactly.
You can
exactly.
Say it.
And that past president was a community organizer. And one of the things that community organizers do is to keep agitating so that people will get off the mark and start doing something, you know, whatever. Divisive is usually what it is. And so this past president is, again, agitating with this fear. And that's one of the things that that Satan does. He agitates.
Well,
and
I agree with you. I agree with you. But just for the sake of being fair, it was a question that was asked to him in an interview. The whole thing took up maybe 20 seconds. It wasn't like he was in, you know, I didn't take it that he was doing anything more than just answering a question. But that's the only comment from him, President Obama, that is, that I have heard in, you know, any time recently. So I just want to be fair to him that he's not out there, you know, tub thumping and trying to whip people into a frenzy. It just he answered a question, just to be fair.
Okay, but going back to that, this was all part of the stimulus package. Who requested that information to be released?
That's another question. And I don't know the answer to that question.
Right. And I don't either. And then the second part of that statement about, hey, it was a 22nd interview and that was a question. There are no interviews that happen without approved
That's
questions.
True.
So it's like, well, okay, I do go with the fact that we are being prodded along or manipulated to have these thoughts even about some of these things. What is that about? I still go back to we got to keep the course and keep saying our prayers, keep saying our rosaries, keep going to mass, keep the faith.
Indeed.
Keep the faith.
It's a good way to put it.
It falls away.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear but of power and love and self-control. 1 John 4 verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Let's think about those things too. I'll be right back with more right after this. The programming you hear throughout the day on the Relevant Radio Network is sponsored in part by Christendom College. More info at getprinciples.com. We thank them for supporting Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Back me up on this, Cyrus. Isn't it true that one of the most common questions we get on this program is my brother-in-law's getting married, my brother's getting married. He's raised a Catholic, baptized, etc. Hasn't been going to church much lately, and he's going to get married in the forest or at the beach. Can I go to the wedding?
That's a very common one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, can you go?
Yeah, can you go? Well, that question just got a little more complicated, and this is an interesting article talking about how in the Archdiocese of Baltimore and also the Archdiocese of Rockford, that the church is changing the way in which the law applies to permit, under certain circumstances, to permit Catholics to get married in places other than in the parish church or in a chapel, for example. So this is not sourced from a Catholic website. This is coming from brides.com, but they are sourcing it to several different dioceses. So the upshot of it is, under the church's current canon law, if you want to get married, and as a Catholic, you want to be validly married, you have to be married in a Catholic church, you know, unless there's a dispensation, and your marriage has to be presided over by a Catholic priest, or it could be a deacon, it could be a bishop. Keep in mind that the husband and the wife, the bride and the groom, they are the ministers of the sacrament, not the priest, not the deacon. The deacon doesn't marry you. You actually marry each other. You confer the sacrament on your wife, and she confers the sacrament on you, or vice versa. But the church's law stipulates that in order for it to be valid, you have to get married according to the canonical form, which under the current code of canon law requires that you be married in a church, or it could be a chapel, that kind of thing. But you have to do it that way, or it would be invalid. So the article here points out that the Archdiocese of Baltimore, Maryland, for example, has recently ruled that a priest or a deacon can now officiate at a wedding in another suitable place. The Archdiocese of Baltimore's Chancellor, Diane Barr, she told the Baltimore Sun that over 50 couples have requested priests to marry them in venues like hotels and museums, and nearly a third of them have been for outdoor locales. Some other dioceses allow it on a case-by-case basis. I've talked about that any number of times on the program. If you seek a dispensation, often they're granted. The bishop can grant that if he chooses to do so. But asking for the dispensation is a key part of it. And if you don't ask for it, you don't get it. And then you wind up with an invalid marriage in a situation like that. So this is just a new little development. Reverend, Deacon Charles Warren, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Rockford, actually it's the diocese, I believe, of Rockford, told Brides Magazine that it's best for Catholic couples looking for alternative venues to work with their parish priest in order to find a location that will accommodate all of their requests, though there are still certain rules that the priest must follow. This is the church's canon law. So that's a little development, and since we get that question fairly frequently, I thought many of you might find that interesting. Cyrus will get a link to that posted on the show Twitter feed, which you can access directly at relevantradio.com/Patrick. Got to put the slash Patrick on the end there to get to that spot. Let's go now to John, listening in San Jose, California. Good morning, John. Let's see. Do we have John? I think we're going to get John sorted out and come back to him. Randy in Lafayette, Indiana. It's very good to have you on the program. Welcome aboard. Maybe we have a little delay here. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes.
Okay, great.
How are you?
I am well. What would you like to talk about?
Thank you for. Well, getting back to the UFOs, I was just wondering, are there any other countries around the world that look into UFOs, report UFO sightings, or even have the science to get into the UFO
I think so.
Projects? I've never heard or seen any news clips or seen anything on the news where any other countries will talk about UFOs or look to explain about UFOs. So I was wondering if you had heard or knew of any other countries that report UFOs besides the United States.
Well, that's a question I don't know that I have the answer to, but I think I can make an educated guess that Japan and China and Russia and all of Western Europe and Argentina and Mexico and, you know, many countries in Africa, I would presume, India, Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are all sophisticated countries with sophisticated capabilities, not unlike our own. So I don't see why they wouldn't have a vested interest in reporting things that they saw. The question this raises in my mind, Randy, is there some sort of a central clearinghouse or a database where things like this would be reported so they could all be aggregated? And that's an interesting question I don't know the answer to. But I don't see any reason why we should think that these other countries can't and don't do that.
Okay, that's great, and I appreciate your answer.
You got it, Randy. Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you very much. Nope, that'll do it. You have a great and blessed day.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate that. 888-914-9149. We have about, did I say that too fast? I think I said that too fast. 888-914-9149. We have about six, seven minutes before the top of the hour, so this would be a great time to call in. We'll get you on the air as quickly as possible. Let's go now to John again in San Jose. Hopefully we've got the kinks worked out. Welcome, John.
Hi, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of expound on the UFO thing. back in the 60s, there was an interview with Wernher von Braun and a lady named Rosen, and they had stated that the Pentagon creates war budgets, and some of those things that they create war budgets for are fear of the Soviet Union, terrorism, asteroids, and ETs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like that lady from Chicago said, empires have to create an enemy, and especially now, when so many countries have high tech and so many weapons, I think what's going to happen is that the aliens are going to save us from ourselves.
If you look at my Twitter feed, John, it's at Patrick Madrid. I posted a whimsical, funny cartoon that I saw floating around out there. And it shows there's two panels. The first panel, this kind of gets to your question here. The first panel shows a UFO and it's hovering and it says, we will save you. I'm just going to pull it up here. We're here to save you. And there's a cow and a pig. And then there's a man who's really happy standing there. And then as the flying saucer is floating away, the man is left standing on Earth with a question mark over his head as the animals are being drawn up into the UFO and I guess taken away. Kind of a whimsical way of looking at that. But are you saying that you think that when and if quote-unquote UFO personages, entities, whatever, show their faces, if indeed that should ever happen, that they will be saying, we're here to save you from yourselves. We're going to stop you from having a nuclear war or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. And I do watch a lot of ancient aliens. And, you know, they supposedly helped us with our DNA. They assisted in the rise and fall of our civilizations. So to me, that's a setup as well. And that's exactly what I think, mm-hmm. you know. And right now, I see us creating an enemy with China as well. So
yeah, I don't see that as one-sided or unilateral. I mean, China seems
to go out of its way
to antagonize us.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to say with the pandemic and the green movement is, it's sort of I sort of put it together when George Floyd said, you know, I cannot breathe. Well, you know, guess what? The earth cannot breathe either.
What does that mean?
And the greenies that means the emissions from all the traffic and all the greenhouse gases and the carbon footprint. So the ruling elite, in my opinion, just said, look, we got to put a stop on this.
Stop on what?
The earth is a stop on what humankind is doing, in their opinion, to the earth, the carbon footprint.
I see. So if that's the case, I want to follow the logic here. If that's the case, then how do UFOs fit into that? Or is that maybe not the point you're making? I want to follow your logic.
No, thank you, Patrick. That's exactly, you put two and two together. Since we're creating all the pollution and we cannot control ourselves, and so the aliens, quote aliens, you know, are going to come up with a formula to save us, from ourselves. And I don't know if they're demons, you know. Jews and Christians have demons, which are, in my opinion, messengers, and Gnostics have archons, and Muslims have jinn. But I don't see them being involved in this. I see we are always our worst enemies. And like that lady from Chicago said, she was perfect in her speech. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to create an enemy and put us in fear.
Okay. Well, we have a couple minutes left, so I want to extend this if I can to figure out more what you're saying. I'm still unclear what you mean. So if they quote unquote, being these aliens, whoever, whatever they are you saying that they're basically just manufactured or they're the creations or whatever the term is of the ruling elites, quote unquote, and that when they say we're going to save you, how are they going to accomplish that according to this theory?
Well, That's it, Patrick. I don't know, but that's exactly what I think, what you just said. I don't know how they're going to save us. Their technology is 40, 50 years ahead of us. The Pentagon is the, you know, the deep state, the Crown Corporation out of London.
Do you think that these aliens are extraterrestrial, John, or do you think they're just creations of human beings who have lots of money and a lot of time?
Creations of human beings who have lots of money and lots of time.
Okay. Well, one thing's for sure, John, that's a fascinating theory. One thing's for sure is that eventually this will all play out. So, as I said earlier, you and I might be having a very interesting conversation 6 months or a year from now when more information becomes available.
Well, yeah, right? And Patrick, you know, I appreciate your knowledge and your understanding. I think that's why I called, because when I hear you speak, I can see that you have inklings of some of this stuff that I have, this information, but I wanted to put it on the air.
So thank you, John.
If you knew or if you... Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Look forward to the next time. But for the moment, we're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.